Yud Gimel Tammuz Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph Halacha Beis, and we're going to Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Halacha Aleph. So first, we start off with something that's actually a very common question that I get, especially b'zman hazeh. The kitzur says you're not allowed to remove any armpit hair. I'm talking about a man, any armpit hair or any pubic hair, even if he's using what's called misparaim kenta, which means he's using scissors. If it's very close, so if it's not close, already that's not a problem. So trimming wouldn't be a problem. But if one wants to do it very close cut, so according to Kitzur Chinuch is a problem because it's tikkun nashim. It's something that women do. So it's included in the Layubash Gevasim Lasisha. And the Kitzur goes on to explain that even rubbing, only if it's totally done indirectly with his garment, which I think is very difficult to do. But then is an opening, because he says someone that has chatatim, which basically means sores, and therefore when they're removing these hairs, it's done really not for the purpose of purification, but rather for the purpose of removing pain, that's permitted. So based on this, there's already room to be lenient, especially when it comes to special situations. So that's why it's good to ask a shayla. There's definitely room to be mako. Another extension of layilvash gevasim lasisha is the question of removing white hairs. You know, the famous Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama, the guy was married to two ladies, one young, one old. Each one was pulling out his hairs. One was pulling out the white hairs. One was pulling out the black hairs. So, yatza kirech mikan mikan, he lost out. But aside from that being a cute story, there's a real halacha that a man's not allowed to pull out white hairs to make himself look young. He can't even color his hair. So there's a famous shul from Moshe, a person that had an unusual, sometimes people have these unusual parts of the hair that are white. So where it's a place of embarrassment, and there's a place, as we mentioned, I think already in Shabbos, that also points this, uses this as a point of being a little bit more lenient when there's a case of embarrassment. Because as we said before, this is not done for purification purposes, especially a person who has white hairs unusual for his age, or he's trying to get a job. So all these things are special situations. Another extension of this halacha is looking in the mirror, believe it or not, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, man's not looking to the mirror unless he's making sure he doesn't have any stains, etc. They say of Chaim Kanievsky, I think Zecher Tzadik Livracha didn't look into the mirror, didn't know what he looked like, at least for a certain amount of time. I don't know if it's true, but bottom line is, even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch himself says, if it's a place where one uses the mirror, it is permitted. But you see already that it still should be that it's not really done for purely for purification purposes. But of course, a person should look presentable. Okay, those are the halachas of the Yilbash, very fascinating world. And now we start another amazing topic, Hilchos Chadash. They say, I forgot who the tzaddik, I forgot the name of the person that really helped with Chadash in America. There were a few great people, but Chadash for a while. Basically, what that means is that anything from the five grains that is has to wait for the oimel, it means the korban oimel, or b'zman is that we don't have the korban oimel, which is brought in the 16th of Nisan. The time of 16th of Nisan has to arrive. That's what the Gemara learns out. That if there's no korban, no b'zman, that you wait for the time. And that means the end of the 16th day, that is what's matir, any of the five grains that already took root. So first of all, it's interesting. It doesn't even have to be produced. It has to be that this took root. So there's a big debate how much time takes wheat or any of the fried grains to take root. Some say, I think in the glossaries from in the back of the article in the Kitter, it quotes there that it depends on the item, which probably makes a lot of sense. It depends on the grains. It depends also with the soil. So interesting. You'd have to ask today an expert in agriculture. But the bottom line is just the basics. Is that one has to know that we eat, generally speaking, especially in America now, it's much easier to eat what's called yashan. Yashan basically means not chadash. Chadash means that if something grew, if something, let's say, developed, meaning took root after the 16th of Nisan, you have to wait till the next 16th of Nisan in order to be able to eat it. So this is a major, like I said, it was in Europe, it was also very difficult. There were times it was so difficult. And therefore, they were looking for many different leniencies. And that's what the kids also point out, that there were so many leniencies that were brought up, but they were weak. And the simple understanding, it's a rule that applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Eretz Yisrael for sure, and Chutz Laaretz, like I said, there were leniencies. But today, there's no really real reason to do so. You just have to be a little bit careful. There's actually a difference between the wheat, the winter wheat, and the summer wheat. And one's planted, obviously, in the summer, one's in the winter. If it's in the winter, usually it wouldn't be a problem, because if it's already taking root before Pesach, it wouldn't be a problem. But these are things that I think today are easily, almost all foods you could usually get, and there won't be a shayla of chadash. And next we go to the laws of Orla. So Orla is also so interesting. There's a law that connects us to Eretz Yisrael, albeit that Orla also applies to Chutz Laaretz too. But there's a difference. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara says that in Eretz Yisrael, it's Halacha Meshav Sina, meaning it's a Deraisa. In America, it's Derabanan. America meaning them to outside of Israel, it's Derabanan. So therefore, if you don't know, let's say, people don't realize that there's a din of Orla in Chutz Laaretz. That means to say you go to Costco, I don't know, there's fruits there. Technically speaking, you should be concerned maybe that these fruits grew within the first 3 years. The only reason why we're not concerned is because Suffolk, in doubt, you don't have to have, and it's not something usually that could be clarified. Not only that, it's actually not so common, from what I recall researching, that fruits will grow the first 3 years. I mean, if they did grow, that's it. They're not permitted. Now think about it. Most of the fruits that they're producing are not going to be, definitely majority, and therefore whatever you have usually is not going to be a problem. So this would only really apply if in a case, let's say, people that have at home, they grow their own fruits and vegetables. It's not so uncommon today. Even in a, what's called an otziche and a nakuv, that means even in flower pots. Very interesting. This also, and even if it's done by a non-Jew, all these things, Orla is not permitted, and it's actually also banoi. You'd have to get rid of it. Now, the tricky part is that how do you count 3 years? That means the first 3 years. So the Kitzur says like this. If you planted something before the 16th of Av, so think about it in an easy way to remember, Tu B'Av, right, the special day, the Yom Tov, where Yom Tov of Shiduchim, whoever knows that, the day, Tu B'Av. So as long as you do it by Tu B'Av, so then it already counts as 1 year. So then afterwards, when you're counting from Sukkot, from Tishrei to Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so by the second time going around, you're already up to the third year. The logic is the following, because it takes 14 days for what's called Klita to absorb, to take root, which is actually, by the way, what we were mentioning before, some opinions hold in regard to Chadash. And then you have 30 days more, which is considered, 30 days is considered a year. So altogether, that's how you'll have it considered already 1 year. And then you have 2 more years, so you have up to the third year. So after that, it will not be a question anymore of Orla. There's another halacha which we'll discuss tomorrow, the fourth year fruits, what the status is. Have a beautiful day.